This is working session of the board on April 6th, 2026 at 12:28 p.m.
Today we have invited the town fathers of Enterprise, and we only have one father here because the other one had stuff come up. So Councilman Sagnar, what we'll do is just introduce ourselves to you, and if you'd introduce yourself, then we want to talk. We want to talk about Enterprise, and as a school board, we want to obviously try to find out what's happening in the community. We're always interested in growth. We're interested in how the school is perceived in the community. Maybe things we can do better. What we're doing well. Your plans going forward. I don't know about Enterprise or growth. We'd like certainly to talk about that. Anything that you feel important or maybe pertinent to the conversation we'll have as a board. Again, we are grateful that you're here. And we won't take a long time, but we just want to make sure the board has a good understanding of what's happening in the community. So again, thank you for being here. Let's start here. We'll start with your cousin, or your uncle, sorry. We'll start with your uncle. We'll go around to me, and then we'll just, from here, we'll go to Nate, and then you can find out who's in the executive staff here at the district and their roles and responsibilities. So, Craig, why don't you introduce yourself?
Justin, I'm your uncle. He can drive to my house. I represent downtown.
Okay. Lorraine Cox. Wait. He grew up in my area a lot of years ago.
Burke Staley. I represent the Fields area, a little bit of northern Washington. We're over to Hurricane and Walmart, Dixie Springs, Coral Canyon, that corridor.
Wow.
Yep. And we probably related somehow. Yeah. Know all your family. Oh. Good people.
Brent Bills, I'm the business administrator for the school district.
Ron Wade, and I'm over the region, Crimson and south towards Desert, that area, the growing area.
Okay. Craig Hammer. I've got the space between Craig and the city, and Heidi and Santa Clara. They're sort of a dark area there.
I'm Heidi Gunn, and I have Santa Clara Ivins and your area up that way.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm Kasia Boyer, the district executive secretary.
Richard Olm, superintendent. Better say your name. Okay. I guess, yes, get myself. Justin Segmiller from Enterprise, originally St. George. This is my first time running a city council.
I'm Dave Sterland. I represent the Hurricane area and a river, Virgin, Springdale, Rockville, out to Hilldale, that area, large, vast area of eastern Washington County. So, Nate.
Well, I forgot to tell you. I'm Bloomington Hills North and St. James and Little Fourmaster.
Nate, assistant superintendent of elementary.
Susan Hara, executive director of elementary and other titles.
Steve Bregler, second director of elementary.
I'm Steve Dunham. I'm the director of communications and our foundation here in the district.
I'm Brad Christensen, director of student services.
Wade Jensen, executive director over secondary school.
Hi, Sherry Stevenson. Assistant superintendent. Wow, I forgot what I did there. For secondary schools. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Rusty Taylor. I'm the director of high schools.
Darren Thomas, HR director.
And Brian Stevenson, director of teaching.
You can see we have a wonderful staff of highly capable individuals. They do an amazing job of easy work. And really make the district run, so we're grateful for them. So what we'd probably do is if you would give us a state of the city report, what's going on. I think for most of us, what we would like to know is growth, development. I mean, do we how we're doing with the schools, just whatever you can think of that will help. We'll have obviously some questions for you, but maybe just take a few minutes and tell us about Enterprise and Beryl Junction and Modena.
The happening areas of the valley.
Does everybody know where Modena is?
No.
You have to make a trip. You don't want to miss that.
Watch the trains come by.
Yeah, we went out on Saturday to do that very thing. I have been there, exactly.
Yeah, I know. Putting the pennies there and watching. Oh, yeah.
We tried over the weekend, but the trains didn't come.
Yeah,
federal.
We did that too. Wait a long time.
Federal offense.
Yeah, that's true.
I was with the Bundys, so listen. You can get away with anything.
Yeah, Enterprise overall, we're around 2,200 population. Like I said, I've been there close to 20 years now, and we have probably grown 700 in my time there in the last 20 years. And we have, I know there's a rush right now because we're making some changes to some ordinances and developments, but we've had, I think, three new applicants. One is already underway just behind the high school, adjacent to the baseball field. There will be 68 new lots.
Do you think they will fill in relatively quickly?
This one is trying to be a little bit smaller, more affordable. I could see them. I think it will take 10 to 15 years to build out all of it. We have slowed down a little bit the last few years, just the prices. We always see an effect with the higher gas prices. People feel it's just as easy to pay more to stay in St. George or Cedar. We still are very much a bedroom community unless you work at the schools or a couple of the farms. So between that and the two other subdivisions, there's close to, I want to say, about 150 new homes potentially coming. We still have two subdivisions on the east side of town that have a handful of lots left. So since we built our first home in 2015, we were number 13 in that subdivision out of 55. There's four empty lots still. The old subdivision we came from was the smaller lots. There was 90. There was 28 homes at the time. I think there's six left in that subdivision. Mm-hmm. So the growth has been happening, and it's been, I know the schools have been fairly tight. The remodel that just happened, that helped. That opened up some more space in the high school. And with the auditorium, I think that's being currently demolished and then being replaced will help. But overall, I feel like things are moving right along. We are grateful. I talked to our rec director. He wanted me to, for the relationship with the schools, because we have had a lot of young families. The number of kids enrolled in our youth programs has far outpaced our gyms owned by the city and our baseball fields, things like that. And so it's been a good partnership of collaborating that way to making those available. Overall, I think that's kind of where we're at. So we expect to grow another 300-400 people in the next 10 to 15 years. They keep telling us more is coming, but they've said that for a lot of years. We get steady growth. It seems to be a lot of young families, kids moving back home with their kids, want to raise them there.
So you see families moving back.
Yeah.
Is that what's
yep. A lot of young families. They seem to be what's the neighborhoods that have been built out. Have been the smaller homes, the affordable homes that seem to have really taken off. And so, yeah, the youth numbers, we started out a few years ago, 7 years ago, I guess my oldest was in, and there was 150 to 200 kids. Yearly now, we have around 600 kids participating. Now that duplicated through different sports as well, but it's grown quite a bit.
In your youth programs?
In the youth programs, yeah. And then each high school class, or elementary school class, too, is growing. We have those off years. Have a big class, smaller class. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you guys know that better than I do. But so
that subdivision that's just up from the church, the Bowlers, I think it is.
Mm-hmm.
They're just getting ready. Is that going to be larger homes, or is that going to be? They're just starting on that one.
I could see that one being kind of a middle.
Okay.
Middle of the road home.
Because there's quite a few lots that are going in there.
Yeah,
there?
And that's another one that they just approached the city council with getting that done. Okay. We're looking at, we are losing 400 acre feet of water as a city. Our borough management plan, beginning in 2030, there's cuts starting. And so the city is losing 400 acre feet. So right now we're going under the impact fee study. People may be responsible to bring their own water. moving forward after that.
Mm.
And so that's why we're getting a push right now. I don't know how quickly some of these subdivisions actually want to start building homes,
mm-hmm.
but I think they're trying to get approvals done before changes.
What did you bring them along?
So currently, like Cedar City, through my work, we do a few homes over there each year. And if you don't have a water right, then you have to acquire a water right and bring it to the city to be able to build.
That's a limiting process because
it will be, and so that
ultimately you're going to run out of water rights, right? I mean,
is there just some older water rights than others? Is your aquifer down? Rights?
This has been a declining aquifer now for the last 25 years.
Is that because of the, I don't know which direction, that up there on the Nevada border where they're taking it to Vegas? Does that
hurt Pine Valley? Any of that?
No. So the Nevada side.
The
Pine
other
Valley,
Pine Valley.
The
Modena Pine Valley.
The Modena Pine Valley. They're having a war over that. Right?
Our aquifer up there in Escalante Valley.
There's a war in
Modena.
They're having a fight.
All that out. It's just been farming.
Up by.
It's just wheel food. The majority of the farming now is
so
coming
out
of
Wawa.
How big of a Wawa is?
Yeah.
10%? 400 acre feet?
Yeah, for you.
For our town, it's a lot. But that would be at least 400 homes equivalent. You could say an acre foot per home.
Mm-hmm.
Really, they use a half acre foot, but if you save some for parks and different things like that, ball fields.
Do you have secondary water system up there?
Not yet. That's something we need to look at.
So everything comes from all the hay, everything is...
Yep, we do have the reservoirs that there's still some shares in the reservoir and canal company up there, but this is our last year before they make cuts there unless we get another winter. Every time it fills up, there's about a 3-year supply for that side of it.
So what's happened in Barrel? Somebody told me that Barrel Junction is growing and there's things happening out there.
There's a lot going on in the valley. I don't know if it's as many kids. We have that Outpost X, that kind of a Star Wars themed Airbnb. I saw more of it through my kids in a YouTube video of an influencer that went through there. And there's a lot of people coming through the valley now. All the time. So yeah, if you're into Star Wars, be a great place if you can get a booking. It's pretty cool.
Really? Are people moving out there?
Yeah, the valley still has. The thing with Pearl is you can still buy a couple acres for $6,000.
I sold it.
Now you don't have water power.
My grandpa gave it to me.
On the weekends, our car washing house. He has an agreement. Split $20 in the store. You can fill up your water tanks for the week.
He just gave it to me at a burger stop.
But there's a lot of people across the valley that
paid $32.
Most of them, we don't know if they're there.
My property.
They probably don't want us to know they're there. So the Pearl now, you go out there and
Las Vegas
come into town, the lights are
I sold it
a lot more lights than there used to be.
Right.
So the valley's still growing.
Paid off our home loan,
cheaper
house with it.
What's that place called?
Outpost.
But it would be worth it. Surveyed and leveled. It grew vegetables on it. Our family.
Rental, they had
one
Star Wars
big place.
It was an old lake bed.
It was more leveled.
You can go out and drive around in these golf carts converted to a Star Wars type vehicle.
What's your impact fees now?
So our impact fees, we lowered them, I guess the city did, probably 10 years ago, and they're around $11,000 to $12,000, plus the connection fees.
Yeah,
so they're already quite, for what we are, fairly high. And now if you have to bring a water, I guess it's probably no different than down here. So we'll probably be close to $20,000.
What's the perception of the community for the school?
I think the schools overall are good. The administrations we have now are looked at positively. I think we're in a good place as far as that goes. The growth has been good. I think there's a perception of some that we're saying, oh, we don't hear from the school district unless it's bond time. You know, then we're asked to support it, things like that. That's an old mentality of some of the older people up there.
We've been giving to them for the last 10 years.
Exactly. This was an older gentleman that was saying,
funny.
I said, no, that's not how it works. That's how it used to be. And so the construction we've done, the project we've done, increased the capacity, and with the sports has been very well received and are grateful for it.
We do have two more projects that are happening. I don't know if you're aware of.
I think so.
The auditorium.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're building a new auditorium out there. That'll be really nice. And then We're going to be building a field house. So it'll be...
It will be right in the northwest corner.
It'll be there on that, you know, the grass field where they throw the javelin?
Mm-hmm.
It'll be back in that northwest corner of that grass field.
Okay.
Can be used for all your... When you can't practice outside, you can practice inside.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so it'll be...
I don't know if anybody's mentioned that.
No, wait, we just...
Nobody knows if it's
cool. Yeah, okay, you just heard it.
Now you do.
I was going to say, is that it?
They're
probably don't want that announced yet.
They're designing it now.
Okay.
So we've signed a contract to design the field house. And it's... We have to keep it under 19,000 square feet, otherwise we have to put sprinkler system in it, and the cost goes exponentially up. But it'll have restroom facilities out there, because we're required to put that in any building we build, and then it'll be kind of artificial turf in the middle with a two-lane track around the outside, and you'll be able to drop batting cages from the ceiling and be able to have a place for a pitcher's mound and where you could drop that down, or
you
put that out
soccer
there if you
want
to.
Work on
do some indoor soccer.
It's going to be really nice.
I may want to make them aware of that.
It's going to be unique in the district. It really is.
Sounds fantastic.
We can do stuff outdoors here during the winter. You can't do things outdoors there, really. Sports related during the winter, and this is to try and give you that ability to be able to do that.
No, that would be really great, because we are seasonal as far as our sports, and I am under the impression that there is some new flooring going in the elementary school currently, in the gymnasium.
They're replacing it with the newer Mondo stuff that we've
that's
got.
That's on a plan.
Okay.
That's really
and good. We wondered, our recreation director was wondering, he asked if the city could partner on that, could we put some holes in for volleyball nets, and we could supply the nets and stuff for when we have camps in town.
Yeah,
They were told no originally. They ran it. I don't know if it's through the principal who we went to, where they were told no.
We have some old tires. We fill up with cement.
Yeah,
you can probably go out back. We can find some.
And then we roll back.
we
just didn't know if that was an opportunity that we could participate.
We'll talk to our facilities people and see what we can do.
See if something like that.
Sorry. Let me talk to you about
Enterprise Elementary School.
The elementary.
Being a baseball guy, I hear a lot about lights. And this thing that we're putting in is going to help all the kids. So that's one thing, being from a small town that gets stuff done. That might be something. The other schools that are in that classification, most of them can't play late at night anyway, you know. And so anyway, that might be something to kind of work on. If you're in the city council, say, hey, they've done this auditorium. This field house is going to be nice.
Yeah,
maybe
because nice.
I hear from the head baseball coach's father-in-law all the time, who's a Washington guy, and her dad. And her dad, when are you going to get lights at Enterprise? And I said, when the farmers pony up a little bit out in the valley. So anyway,
did you play baseball at night? In Enterprise, when it's about 13
three years. Nights a year.
Listen, they're used
July,
to that weather.
In July.
They play
that's
all
right,
the time.
July.
We just
what I'm saying is,
yeah, water
they're used to it.
We've got lights here, but that's because
Garcane electric paid for it.
And
yeah,
with
well,
okay. That was
most of the different lights in any have been some sort of a community or city. I mean, Ants Boys helped when I was at Dixie High. They helped us get ours. There's been more personal money or city money put in.
Yeah, the real issue comes down is by the time that it's warm enough to play baseball, we have daylight savings, and then you have enough light.
Yeah.
Whereas here they're playing baseball in December and January, and they need lights to be able to do that. At the same time, we can play outside when you can't, and that's why we want to put a field house up there and feel like that's a higher priority to do something like that, so that you guys can be doing those baseball things, you can be doing soccer things, you can be doing track things, you can do all those things to get ready for those seasons where right now you can't.
That'll make a really big difference, I think, for the community.
And also make sure that they know that the metering on those baseball nets.
cities,
fully
provost.
Yeah. Typically, it's considered city.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's the agreement.
Not on the football field. And as we talked, very few of our students will really benefit from lights at Enterprise because of scheduling and all that. They just won't benefit. But the field house.
The field house.
Oh, yeah. They will benefit from that.
Probably every athlete, one way or the other.
Like you said, I can see you score it across.
Absolutely. Conditioning, everything.
Yep. And they're making a push right now,
graduation,
at least with the younger kids to start conditioning different drills that are on to those coaches that are
What's the build out on that? What do we think?
So they're designing it right now, and so they'll probably start construction like next spring, I'm guessing.
Okay, that quickly.
I would imagine
kind of it'll
come down to honestly structural steel. So when they get the designs done, they'll have to order the structural steel, and then it depends on how long it takes to get it in.
It'll be a steel building. The shell will be.
Okay.
So we're just trying to make it as feasibly financially as possible.
Okay. That would be
and
great.
Not extravagant. Because we don't want to get beat up by our local legislators.
Yeah.
Because there are some districts up north who... This concept came about for small rural schools because they don't have those facilities. Rich up there, similar, just very cold, lots of snow, and they don't want extravagant. But then you get a Salt Lake or a Canyons who throws in a multi-million dollar tall field house, and that kind of ruins it for us. So they're chirping, they're like, what are you guys doing? Well, no, we're just doing what we need to here. So, does that make sense?
Yes.
So if you have questions about why can't we do like, because we want to stay in good standing with our legislators and do what they do.
And Justin, I appreciate that, you know, what you told this old guy that said they never come to us except on a bond time. Because in the time that I've been here, I think that we've had something going. We've been trying to improve Enterprise probably in the last 25 years. But your cousins live in Orderville. They really do get left out. You know, they do spend all the money in Kanab.
Yeah.
And in Orderville, they don't get anything. And I know, and so it's a little frustrating that the perception is still there a little bit that Enterprise didn't get anything. When in the time that I've been here, holy cow, I'll bet you there's probably only been 1 or 2 years in the 20 years you've lived there that something wasn't under construction on one of the schools that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
In fact, it would be nice to have it done.
Yeah.
Yes,
it kind of feels like I-15. Is that what you're saying?
It'll feel like that. It would be nice to have your school done, you know, except for the field.
That's a rendering of it.
Yeah, they have a.
Home still house. That's perfect. I like it.
I haven't seen that.
You don't want to. They're
I
not
do.
Right.
Thank you.
I will take it.
Are there a lot of educational options in the Enterprise area besides public school?
No. We really don't have much that way. I've seen... The older kids, we're getting a lot now. They're traveling every day, their senior year, for vocational training at the Southwest,
Dixie Tech.
A lot more doing that. We do offer the,
we have some career
in the welding and the woodworking that we have up there, but outside of that, there's not a lot of educational opportunities.
No, there's no charter private.
No.
You have many homeschoolers that you know of?
Many what?
Homeschoolers.
There's a handful. There hasn't been as many. I know a lot of them have done it through sometimes the early years of elementary, and they get to high school, seventh grade, and they put them back in school. But I mean, we do have our
Is there anything we can do to do better?
I really don't think I have anything that way. We just wanted to talk about those partnerships we've been doing. You've done a great job with us that way. Making it work for us is we don't have all the city facilities, and then we're getting a new church building.
Yeah.
So in order to put that in, they tore down our softball field. So now we have no full-size fields besides the high school field and baseball. And then also when that's done, it's a smaller building than what they're replacing. And so we're possibly losing our only stage in town, too, that'll be left. Well, things like that. So it's kind of hit us. It's on the city as well to try to create some of these opportunities. We're working through some
of those.
But with the new...
Well, without the auditorium.
Not yeah.
There, it's under construction now.
Yeah.
The next
oh,
couple
that's
of years.
Right.
But with the new auditorium, it'll have a stage unlike you've ever had before.
Yes,
right.
And the capacity.
Yeah. To about 550 people.
Yeah, it'll be wonderful when that's all.
Is there somebody that will contact the city about them partnering as far as putting in volleyball and stuff in our court.
I wrote down a note already, and so I will get with Brian tomorrow and Ron Parr.
We're happy to participate and nets and stuff like that.
Normally, what we would do is we'd put the brackets in.
Yeah. Okay.
And then if you guys wanted to do the other stuff, then that would be on you to do.
Okay. Okay.
So just an FYI, something you can take back to your council.
Yeah.
You're going to like this.
Same as you.
Hurricane City, just a little bit bigger, is now building an indoor swimming facility, and the district is going in on helping them. So that might be the next big project. An indoor swimming municipal. No one, we could
Why are you looking like that? Well, you don't have a swimming team, we have, though, right?
We don't. So
our motivation was that we have swimming teams there.
Well, yeah. They swim in the canal now. They can go down the canal.
Yeah, but our reservoir's being low. We haven't had that.
If they put a swimming pool there, what I'm hearing is the farmers might be throwing a pipe in it and sucking the water out.
Yeah, be careful. Like you mentioned, there's going to be water available. Now, we have been looking at some projects of if there was a way, but with this field house, that might change some of that. We were looking to do another facility, almost like Orderville has that North
Event Center.
Event Center that has a couple gyms. Mm-hmm. And it also has a gathering area in the middle, has portable stages. So we've been looking at different options, trying to meet the need.
Now, this one won't be gym, like it says. It's going to be artificial turf, because the real need is we've got two gyms there they can use inside, but for those summer or the spring and fall sports, they have no place to practice.
Yeah. You could do, and don't tell Calvin I said this. If he finds out, I'll know where it came from.
That's right.
one of these classes.
Or the recording that's going on right now.
You could do some 3-on-3 soccer tournament leagues for the little kids. That's pretty popular. I
think it is.
That would help a lot. Our soccer program is one that's really taken off. And we appreciate this year also having that soccer be available. This is our first year with soccer and playing at the city park currently.
We'll find it. It's just so fun. Much participation.
Yes.
That'll grow.
Yeah. And the coaches there have been doing a good job the last few years trying to build that to get to the high school stage. And now that's the hardest part, though, is that when we did our park, that's the thing with the pools and different things we put in as a community. We have done a good job of coming together, everybody kind of donating, building it out, a lot of builders in town. But then we're not very good at everybody thinks it's free use after that. Well, we volunteered to help build it. So don't make it easy for free. You can't start charging $5 an hour to use a community center. Just tell pay for lights, because we donated time. It's the once it's built and the maintenance costs that we're converting everybody to the reality. So it still costs money to run it afterwards. So.
Wonderful. Any other questions for? Thank you for anything on the outside. Anybody? Thanks for coming.
How many students do we have at the elementary?
Enterprise.
550 at the secondary.
Okay. Yeah. Awesome. So 450.
I think if you ever feel like there's something we can do to better communicate what we're doing, please let us know. Because we feel like maybe that's been a challenge, is there's a barrier there or some perceptions, and we'd love to work and make sure that we can clean those up.
No, I appreciate that. It might be something too as projects come out that we could put it out on some of our city communication channels.
Okay.
A lot of times my kids have been in the program for the last 12 years. Some of my kids, and we have seen nonstop improvements and stuff going on all the time. But usually it's, we ask the kids, what's going on? Oh, they started making this change. Or the kids seem to come through the school, and the kids get it, and the teachers get it, and stuff like that. But maybe we can do a better job of getting it out to the entire community that way. So. Well, I appreciate your time.
Yes, thank you very much. So much. And just take back to the mayor and the city council, whatever we can do. to strengthen our relationship with Enterprise City. I mean, it's very important we have those ties and those relationships, because we're kind of on the same page. You want to better your community, and we want better schools, and it works for us. You've got a great community, the schools usually follow suit, and vice versa. So you're not too far from our thoughts, usually Enterprise High School and community, what we can do, as evidenced by this project that I think is going to be a little bit up there.
Yeah, so it will be a game changer.
Anyway, thank you so much for being
thank
here.
You.
For your time.
Thanks, Ben. Thank you for having us and for the invite.
Usually there's four or five people that leave at this point. You are the lone.
I feel like I'm walking out all alone here. Well, thank you, everybody. Appreciate your time.
Thanks again. Thank you.
Well, I was wondering where you went for lunch. Well, I was sitting in there because I thought the mayor was going to come. So I moved over there, but when he didn't come, I didn't
come. Way too much history.
Yeah. Craig, you put that in the fridge for me. Is it on that side already?
Put that next to me.
All right.
I'm looking for a needle. I was taking it out of here.
That's for science.
Ron, I am the guy in the green shirt.
All right. Board.
I'm the guy in the green shirt.
I would like to now accept a motion to go into closed session.
So moved.
I'll need a second.
Okay. Second.
So I have a motion by Member Hammer and a second by Member Sagmiller. And from now on, board, you're going to help remind me of this. I need an individual roll call on to go into closed. So I will call your name, and then you vote, if we could do that. And we will do that every time, and your responsibility is to help remind me to do
go
that.
To go into closed.
We've been kind of called on that for some reason. Oh. Member Sagler, how vote ye?
Yay.
Member Cox, we're going to close.
Yay.
Staley, yay.
Wade, yay.
Hammer, yay.
Gunn, yay.
Sterling, yay. Okay. We're any of Paul Swears' name, because we're all... Yay. So we're now in the closed session.